on to this precious, the bride's journey in the Song of Solomon. And we'll begin reading tonight from verse 14, the Apostle Paul, this precious prayer of the Holy Ghost that the Lord put upon him for us. For us. Hallelujah. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you. Isn't that beautiful? It was talking about everything, boom, here you are. That he would grant you, hallelujah, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That's the only place you're ever going to be strengthened. That's it, the new man. Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you're looking for the flesh to change, you're looking in the wrong place. This is where it all happens. And settle in and strap up for the ride, praise God. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That word dwell is so wonderful. It means to settle down in marriage. That's the faith that he wants in our hearts. He wants us to settle down in marriage. Not to be married, but in marriage, readied wife. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just settle down. And how do you settle down in that? You know how you're loved. And here it is, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. Praise the Lord. That's what his love and knowing his love will do. Because that's what he's going to tell you to do. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints. Isn't that glorious? We need one another. Hallelujah. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? And to know. Oh, what a word that know is. The intimacy of the intercourse between a husband and wife knowledge. Look it up. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able, see, he's the one that's able, to do. Everything we just read is so beyond us, amen? But aren't you thankful? Here's the promise that he's able to do it. And do what? Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We have the resurrection power, being filled with the Holy Ghost. That very power that raised him from the grave. Unto him be glory in the church. I want to be that glory in the church. I don't want to just go to church. I want to be the glory in the church for him. Amen. I want to be the one that brings him, gives him that glory. As those 24 elders stand there throwing their crowns, saying, oh, you are worthy to receive glory. Huh? Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Let's go on back to Song of Solomon, chapter 1. Reading from verse 1, the Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. This is ours. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For thy love is better than wine. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. So we started with kiss me. Now we're on to the next journey. Verse 4, draw me. Kiss me, draw me. Isn't that beautiful? See, brothers and sisters, The bride knows this. Now, I ask each and every one of us, is this us? I pray, is this how you call out to him? Or do you just call him to do things for you? Or do you call out sometimes and say, oh Lord, just keep kissing me. Kiss me. Draw me. Draw me. This is the necessity always. It must be him. Amen? Notice, he's the one that's got to kiss me to supply me. He's the one that's got to draw me for me to come after him. That was even there when they wanted to go out from among them, out of the camp to him. It says, come unto him, draw unto him out from among the camp. It's always him first. He's the one that always does it. You want truth? It's got to be grace. Grace and truth. Praise the Lord. He's got to do it. It's got to be his strength. It is his desire alone. It's his love for me that does it all, is what she's saying. It does it all. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. You say, well, brother, that's later on. Oh, no, it's not. It's right now. It was made real to her. For her to even state these things right here, it was made real to her right at the very first, at the beginning. It was just solidified completely as she grew in it in chapter 6. Sometimes we waver and go back and forth. We think it's about our love. It's all about his. Amen. We think it's about his, our desire. It's all about his. We have to understand this and know this. We need to rely upon him for every bit, every fiber of any sincerity, any passion, any excitement that we would ever have for the things of God. It must be through Christ. Draw me. That's a glorious thing to say. She calls out to him. Isn't that beautiful? Do it. Do it to me. Draw me here means seize me. Seize me. Take me. Why not? It's Valentine's Day. Kiss me. Seize me. This is romantic. This is passion. This is real. This is the Lord, by the grace of God, getting through to us what he wants, what he desires. Breaking through, as I appreciate Brother Kenny used to say it, the mossy backs on a pew. Those ones that get so cold, they just become stuck to it. This is what we need, is we need this love, this passion that frees us from ourselves. Thanking God, she just told him, kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. This is how she desires him. This is his love she desires. This is what she desires, is to magnify his passion for her. To magnify his passion. Isn't that something? I thank the Lord to tell him I love him. But the height of it is he first loved me. The height of it is this beautiful, great love for us that draws us. And so it must be him. It must be his doing. And why? Because we need the strength for her to do what? What do we need this love for? To run. You'll never run in duty. You'll never run because I need to run after to win Christ. You run because this love, you can't contain it. I mean, they touched on it, the disciples, as they finally said, well, where else can we go? This is the more. This is the much more. This is, I can't help it. This is where I want to be. This is why we come on Wednesday nights. This is why we come here to hear this message. It draws us. It draws us. And I thank the Lord that even when we're not feeling very much, we can call out to him, draw me. Kiss me. Come on. And we know this is what he wants. He brings this out of us. See, this is the heart that we have here that he gives us. See, we know that what she's saying here, oh, little ladybug, look at that. Put them in there. Okay. Now, as she said there, give me a kiss, see. Now, it must be his love. All right? We got to seize me and kiss me, to run after him. He's the prize. He's the prize. See, I'm not running to get to heaven. Oh, no, 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 no. I'm running after him. He's running through the field. I'm running on a camel. We're going to collide here pretty soon. We're going to be together. And I thank the Lord. And that means here, run, you know it. It didn't say walk. It didn't say stroll. Run means to move quickly. And what it's really getting at is don't delay. When the Lord begins to draw on your heartstrings, move. And keep moving. And stay in motion and get faster in motion. As Brother Copley said, speed up my going, brother. Sluggishness despise. That's these little quips that you see in these. That's true inspiration of the Holy Ghost that came in to write those songs. Those things that were said weren't something that was silly. They were the very heart of God. This is the word of his grace. This is what I desire. And let me tell you something. He will speak to you. Matter of fact, she's going to tell him pretty quick here, tell me. Tell me that you love me. Come on, tell me, Jesus. Let me hear it. This is so glorious, brothers and sisters. So draw me and we will run. Now notice it says we will run, right? Did you see that? Draw me. So it's draw me, we will run. Now, this is her heart. And I thank God we have this heart. We want all to go. We want everyone to run by the grace of God, but especially our family, especially those that we love, especially, again, especially our brethren. We want them to run. And this is how God, again, he sheds that love abroad in our heart. But the Lord knows who will. The Lord does know who will. You know, he knows who the Esthers are. He knows who the Ruths are. And he knows this Shulamite. And then he knows the other virgins. And we're going to see this word we many times throughout the Song of Solomon. She has a heart for her brethren. We need to have a heart for our brethren. This was her joy to have the virgins with her. But I'm going to tell you something, and I tell you something you already know. Later on in this precious, wonderful song, those same ones that she wanted to go with her to join that intimacy of the bridegroom, they actually become the greatest of hindrance to her life, because at the very end, they're telling her, you should have other loves. You love this too much. Huh? I remember when that pastor came up to me, you're too adamant about Paul and his gospel. He's correcting me. I hugged him and I said, thank you, brother. And that's the truth. Before God. And it shocked him, and I hope it spoke to him. There is no other gospel. There's none. This is it. This is it. The Bible tells us this. This isn't hard. This is simple. When the Lord points to it so clearly and he tells you, this is my chosen vessel, the Apostle Paul. I've given him the mystery. He told us, he gave me the mystery for you that would fulfill Christ, that would complete Jesus, and he gave it to his saints. He gave it to his saints. The perfect order of the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that we needed that infilling that wasn't there for those of the Old Testament, because it wasn't for them to be led into all truth. It wasn't. They wrote those things for us. They wanted to look into it. But here you are. And you get a gaze into the intimacy, the very depth of the heart of the lover of your soul. I mean, this is incredible. I mean, really think of it as so incredible. You have the friends. You have all these ones that have been with you and have helped you and all of this thing. But this is the spouse. This is the ultimate. This is the one I want to dwell with. I want to be with. This is the first love. And that's us to him. That is us to him. And here we are called and chosen for it. And he waited from before the foundation of the world. He saw us in love. He's promised us these things. Waiting and waiting. And here we are. I think back upon this journey that I've had in my life. And now I know. I've grown up into him in all things. He shares this with me. I share it back with him. I tell him to kiss me. Kiss me. Kiss me so I can kiss my brethren tonight. Draw me. Seize me. Take me. Come on. Listen to these words that are used for us. But see, brothers and sisters, what happens here is we know that as we go on, we love others so much. And that love increases because of this bridal passion you have. You do. You love more than you ever had the capacity to love. That wineskin stretches. That joy and just the knowing and what there is for God's precious people. It's there for them. But we cannot let our desire stop us or prevent us or hinder us from finishing the race. We must be fully purposed. The very end of this verse 4, it says, the upright love thee. That means the straight. That means the sincere. It also translates happy in love. It's glorious. It's the straight feet of the four living ones. They have straight feet. Their wings are joined. They just walk wherever the Spirit takes us. But we know it's going to be that gospel. We're joined in it. And we thank the Lord that there's a sincerity. It's not to prove anything. It's just you're sincere. Study to show thyself approved. It's the sincerity of the heart, saints. It's in love. It's not here. This will never get it. Ever. Ever. This will hinder you from it. This is real. This is what he's after. Happy in love. You happy in love? Now again, sure we want our loved ones, our friends to run. To go into the chambers of the bridegroom. But do not let trying to get them to go distract you from going. Oh yeah. How many times we think we can get somebody in a headlock and take them on into God's best. We know the end of this story, don't we? Those virgins missed it. And she went in. She got it. And I thank the Lord for our hearts. We should always pray for our brethren. Always pray for our loved ones. Amen. But by the grace of God, don't miss it. Your calling is not to, again, we want to profess the love of the bridegroom to encourage others. But he's the one that has to give the increase. He's the one that has to take them all the way. And I thank God. I'm just running. The greatest thing I can do to encourage you is to run to win Christ for me. And you know that. So that's what we do. And I thank God that's what we have. Because at the end, we know what happened with those that missed it. Return, return, O Shulamite. But she was gone. That trumpet blast, that time is no more. It's over. Now, that's what's so beautiful. This is really what's so beautiful. In this verse, this draw me. The whole intent of what is going on here is he just wants more intimacy. And he wants it immediately. And he does. And the beautiful thing is the intimacy grows. It does. There's going to be a lot of things tonight, so you better just buckle down right now. I'm just going to tell you, it is. Because this verse and all of the Song of Solomon, there's a reason he writes these things that he does to us. There's a reason he uses the words that he uses for us. He's trying to get our attention. He's using the most intimate, truly the most private. This is the private part of his love that he shares. Praise God. But it's there for all. But you know all don't enter into it. But this is what he wants with us. So what he is wanting here and desiring here is he wants more intimacy. So when a husband and wife marry, they consummate their marriage. But that's not the end of consummating. God forbid it would be. You continue on. That relationship grows just like everything else should grow in your marriage. It gets closer. It gets more special. It gets more beautiful. Amen? Amen? Why do you think the Lord made us like he made us? Why do you think he gave his family? Why did he give his children that are heirs, but I got one joint heir? It is true. It's so plain, right in front of us, what he's after. And he gives us the greatest and the height of type and shadow and the symbolism of everything. This is what I want. Now, he knows your heart. He knows my heart because he gave you that heart. And he's appointed us, brothers and sisters, with favor above all the other women. Take it. Tell him thank you. You get this, right? That's the word. That's why we're here. The fellowship of the bride and groom in the inner chamber is what he wants. That's what's happened here. This is what he wants, all right? We're going to break this down here in a minute. There's no messing around. This is the good pleasure of his will. That's who you are. That's what you're for to him. Oh, yes, it is. Everything. Everything. I've been drawn, even with Solomon, you know, he builds his own house. And there's things in that own house. It was connected, but it was his own. And it was all for that intimacy. There's things in there. The Lord's unlocking them for me. Pray for me. If he tarry, I want to see them all. I want to walk right through every single... You notice it wasn't a chamber. I want to walk through every one of them chambers. And deeper and deeper and deeper they go. Now, saints, this is it. It was us running, but now it comes down to this. The King. Did you see that? The King has brought me into his chambers. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Where this is the most intimate place. This chambers is the bedroom. That translates just like that. All right? Well, that King is bringing only one into that chamber. And that's his queen. He brought me. He brought you. The virgins love him. We will run after you. But I noticed nobody went in there with me. He brought me. This is what's so glorious here, brothers and sisters. The intimacy of the chambers that never ends. This is about fervent wedlock love. Oh, yes, it is. This is the love that we just read reading of Paul. That love would dwell in our hearts. Settle down in marriage. That faith. Is the faith of settling down in marriage yours? Do you believe he loves you like that? Do you believe that he gave you this gospel and he sent it to the thing that he's going to accomplish it in? I say, yes, you did, Lord. You gave me that faith by your grace. You gave me that absolute trust, Lord, that it's your love, that you will perform the good work which you've begun in me. You've brought me on this journey. I know where this is going to end up, in the arms of the bridegroom. The perfection of the word of God, the line upon line, and how he writes it upon our hearts, brothers and sisters, that authoring and finishing of his bride is just about done. Praise be to God. Now, the King has brought me. Notice again, who did it? He did. He brought you in. All of these things. He kisses you. He seizes you. And he brings you in. I haven't read anything I did here yet, did you? You're not going to. He does it all. It's glorious. This is the beauty of our Lord. And this is what he's doing. Now, this is the fullness of the intimacy, brothers and sisters. It really is. The Lord is trying to convey what he puts in us, what he saw, praise the Lord, in us, in love before the foundation of the world. See, this isn't what I want. That's not what this is about. This is about I am my beloved's. This is about his desire. This is about what he wants. We're talking God. You think God's going to have what he wants? I'll assure you, God is going to have what he wants. Do you doubt that God will have Israel someday? Do you doubt that? You shouldn't, because the Word of God says that. If he tells you that he'll accomplish it and perform it and perfect it and do it and all that, what's the difference in his promises to you than the promises to Israel? They're yay and amen. There's no difference. They're the same. They're guaranteed by God. It's assured. It's done. It's done. The word has always been, it's done. Praise God. Again, this is just the manifestation of it. It's just the manifestation. Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, he was made manifest for us. Praise God. Oh, I thank the Lord he has us so perfectly. So, I want us to really listen to when the Lord tells us that I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. I am my beloved's. Christ in me. Christ in me. I am my beloved's. And his desire is toward me. He cannot deny himself. He can't deny that. He has to have us. The king has drawn me. Now, brothers and sisters, this goes to a place. He says, see, we see what he wants. Do you see what he wants? Huh? He's about having us. He didn't say, well, the king has drawn me and he wants me to go out there and start building houses for everybody. Huh? He wants me to get in the food line and that's all good. Don't get me wrong. But do you want his best? See, Martha wasn't after his best at that time. That's why he had to stop her and say, Martha, you're encumbered with so many things, honey. But this one right here, she hit it. She hit it right on the head. She's chosen the better part. Me. Me. She just wants me. It's not about all this other stuff, which is good, but she wants the perfect will. She wants me. So, we have here that we see that this is what he wants. This is the good pleasure of his will. This is the intimacy that he desires. And the run is for the bridegroom and specifically the inner chamber fellowship. All right. Now we're not done with this because now we're going in. It gets very clear. Very, very clear. When we get into seeing and as the Lord takes by the Holy Ghost these layers off. It's the depth and the love of this relationship. His desire with us. He's using the most intimate thing we know. He's using the most intimate thing we have knowledge of to get a hold of us here. If you will. Brought me. The Hebrew lexicon. People ask me this, so I'm giving it to you right now. The Hebrew lexicon, 3.b through E. This means to enter into the house of the husband specifically for intercourse. Happy Valentine's Day. Amen. He has brought me. Now, this isn't to be rude or crude. This is to be thankful. This truly is the lover of your soul. This is the one that wants you to partake. You know, when he talks about joint heirs together with him, that sunc laronimus, that's as a husband and wife. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God that This is, again, the lover of our soul. And he brings this to us in this relationship, which is the height of the relationship, and then in the most intimate parts of the relationship. And he says, honeys, you have everything of me. Everything. As the Father said, how can I not with him also freely give you all things? Amen. And it's all love. It's all love. That opens up the riches of the glory of his inheritance. That's why we started with Ephesians 3. That's why Paul prayed that by the Holy Ghost. For us. That you, me, that we would know this. That we would come into this fellowship and this dining at that little golden table for two. Under the candlelight of the Holy Ghost. Huh? Looking at all the pictures on that wall. Remember the cherubim? He got pictures of us all over that wall. Wow. You're kind of affixed on us, aren't you, Jesus? Do you remember that? Don't forget those studies in the tabernacle, how that was laid out. They were golden frames because all of that was golden bars. The cherubim was in every one of them frames. It's only going to be, well, to enter into the house of the husband specifically for intercourse. Then the chamber, Hebrew lexicon. Paragraph 1, the innermost part, the bedroom chamber. And I love that, the innermost part, the midst of the throne of glory. Amen. Yeah. It's so beautiful because even as we get into Revelation, we see those angels, when they come out, the seven angels, the seeing the bridal company as those seven angels that come out from the, when, where do they come back? Out from the altar. Nobody's back in there. 24 elders aren't in there. No one's in there. That bridal company comes out of there with him. It's glorious. It's just like as you get into that Holy of Holies. Right? It was just the presence of God and the cherubim over the mercy seat. That's who fellowshiped back there. They've been there in type and shadow from beginning.
Hallelujah!
Jesus, it is so sweet. Now, as we kind of wrap this up, the word brings out this intimacy. Amen? And the word does it in such depth of a human relationship. Don't take this lightly. I encourage you, pay attention to this. And the reason I say that is you'll miss it if you don't. You really will. I believe this wholeheartedly. Read, listen, you know, read the words, listen to the music that was strumming from a Brother Copley. That's love music. Listen to this precious brother that comes over here and plays those songs. It just increases in love. It's like, I just hadn't heard it like that before. We have been given everything. And I thanked the Lord a long time back. The Lord encouraged my heart as he started me out on this pastor journey. There's more land to walk through. Wasn't that we didn't have the whole counsel of God, we sure did. It wasn't that we had all that truth and love, we sure did. It's all been there. But then, knowing who he is and what he is, he's a God of increase. And I thank the Lord. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I thank the Lord that, you know what, it's of kings to search out a matter. I think the things that the Lord has graced us with, brothers and sisters, and I'm not saying that we need technology or books or anything of that nature, but I'm telling you something, and those that study the Word of God in here a lot as well too, and you know what I'm saying, The Lord has graced us to be able to have so many things that we can have access to as he touches our heart to go look them up without a delay. All those things. I mean, we have the written word. Do you know that during Paul's time, I was thinking about this again. Those people didn't have Bibles in their hands. They had to hear the word of God spoken to them. I think how God has graced us to be able to study, to have the parchments. What do we do with it? God help us. Draw me. I've equated it like this many times before. It's like, do you like to read anything? Well, I'll tell you one thing, anybody that ever got one, you always loved to read a love letter. I was telling Polly, wasn't it funny how they used to do with us kids? You had to buy Valentine's card for everybody in your class. And you put a little heart on them and all these different things. But then there was that one that you liked. And you had to write a little special note on there. And then one of your friends got a hold of it and then teased you for the rest of the last 3 years from fourth grade to sixth. And then told your older brothers, and then it even got worse at home. God, give us a heart like that. I'm thankful. You know, my mom is here. That's a romantic lady. It helps. And if you're not romantic anywhere else, let the true romantic be romantic to you. Don't move through this cold. He's hot for you. Yes. Listen how he speaks. I don't mean to embarrass you. I'm not trying to be funny, but he is. He's ravished. You're his. You're the vessel only for the master's use. Do these verses make sense? Does the Holy Ghost, is he beginning to just line it up and say, wow, this is real. There's nothing like this. This is the love story. More than that, it's the love letter, and it happens to be to me of all times. It's the song of song of all times, and it's mine.
Hallelujah.
He wrote this. He wrote this for us. Now, this is all about marriage. The woman for the man, Adam for Eve. How about the bride for Isaac? How about Jacob? 14 years, I'll wait. It's got to be Rachel. We could throw in Moses and Zipporah. We could throw in Joseph and Asenath. And we still haven't even got out of Genesis. Huh? And then we'll hit Ruth and Esther. We got the Shulamite here. Oh, we can't leave out Bathsheba and definitely Abishag. Without her, I have no kingdom. We have to truly, truly deny this because it's so apparent. It's so clear. It's so right in front of you. You have to want to not see it. And that's the truth. And here's how it ends up. The bride is going to be glad. Did you notice that? We will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will, why? Because we will remember thy love more than wine.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you thankful that righteousness does not come by the law? Aren't you thankful that you're not there? That's 90-some% of Christianity is trying to fix something in their life when the Lord says, oh no, I'm the lover of your soul. Just let me love you. Call back to me. Kiss me. Seize me. Tell me. Take me. Come on. We will remember thy love more than wine. We'll remember that wine speaks of the joy of life. It's everything. Because the upright, the straight feet, the sincere, And those ones that are just happy in love. Huh? Remember Thumper? Happy in love. Praise God. He is grand, isn't he? Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
That is our young roe lover, Jesus. That's him. I know this life gets serious and tough and all these different things. But I'll tell you what, it was the joy that was set before him. He endured it all. Is that joy better than wine? When it gets like this, it is. When it's about, you know, love, when it's about real, real love, this intimacy love, it's better. All these things that kind of bring us down, they kind of fade away. In Jesus' name, let's stand, be dismissed. Praise God.